This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Guatemalan emergency officials say nearly 200 people are missing following the eruption of the Fuego volcano on Sunday, the first time they've given a figure. The authorities have confirmed that 75 people died. Alim Makboul is there.
In some places, the ash covering the foothills of the volcano is still more than 200 degrees Celsius. In the places where it is cool enough for recovery work, it's often so deep that it's impossible to know where to dig to find bodies. And new secondary ruptures can happen at any time. We saw ourselves the panic among rescue workers as the volcano suddenly started spewing lava and ash again. For hours, it's put all recovery efforts on hold. Given the conditions, it could be many, many days until all the victims' families have at least bodies to bury.
The Ukrainian security services have launched a criminal investigation into an alleged Russian assassination plot after a hit list containing 47 names was leaked online. From Kiev, here's Jonah Fisher.
This is the document that, according to the security services, to a large extent justified the faking of Arkady Babchenko's murder last week. It's a simple two-page list, apparently sent by a contact in Russia, to the man alleged to have tried to organise Mr. Babchenko's killing. Most of those on it are identified just by name and date of birth, a few by their Facebook profiles. It's hardly deep intelligence. Many of those on the list have already been offered further protection.
Voters in eight American states have cast their ballots to select the candidates they want to compete in midterm elections in November. The results are being scrutinised for clues as to whether the Democrats can take control of the House of Representatives. Here's James Cook.
Voters here chose John Cox, a Republican businessman backed by President Trump, to run against the Democratic favourite Gavin Newsom for governor of California. The Golden State could be crucial in the fight for the U.S. House of Representatives. There's evidence of Democratic support in at least seven Republican seats here. But California's unusual primary rules mean the top two vote winners in each district advance to the general election regardless of their party. And a glut of Democratic contenders may mean some districts end up with two Republicans on the ballot. The results may not be known for days.
World News from the BBC.